Chodesh Tov to everyone. Anyone point me, please, to the halacha that says that you have to start the morning with Chodesh Tov. Excuse me. Anyone point me to the halacha that obligates us to wish this fine gentleman a happy birthday? Where does it say in Shulchan Aruch that on the birthday you have to wish a happy birthday? That in the morning when you see someone you say good morning? Or in any other case, is there a halacha that says you have to be nice? The Haftal Reyacha Kamocha has explicit laws and regulations in halacha as to how to fulfill that mitzvah. My question is different. Is there a halacha somewhere in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan and Kaf HaChayim, in any of the halachic booklets that have come out today, from Shmirat Shabbat Kehilchata to Sviras HaOmer Kehilchata, all the way to my favorite, Upsherin Kehilchata, how do you cut your kid's hair at 3 Kehalacha, is there a book that says you have to say good morning? The closest we get to it, as a matter of fact, is that it says in Shulchan Aruch, right at the beginning, what you are allowed and not allowed to say before davening. And how do you greet people? What are you not allowed to say? But is there an obligation to say anything? In other words, can you walk down the street and ultimately not say anything? Can Bruce come in here? He offered me a cup of water. Is there a halacha that you have to offer someone a cup of water? My answer to all this is that you may find various ma'amarei chazal, various words within the sages that connote how important it is to say good morning and not to go ahead and ignore people. But if you want to ask, is there an halacha that obligates you, then A, the answer is no, and B, you're missing something in your own personalities. And let's start right at the beginning. What did we begin to do this morning? What did we begin to do this morning? Today is Aleph of which month? Elul. Aleph Elul. What did we begin to do? Blow shofar. Try to arouse ourselves towards the Yomim Noraim that are coming upon us, are looming upon us. You had your first fight in Shul this morning. I'm not happy to hear that. As you know, Elul stand is Rosh Elul, according to Jewish tradition at least, has Rosh Tevel. Namely, it stands for something. What does it stand for? Ani v'dodi v'dodi li, taken from what Megillah? Shira Shirim, which means I'm to my beloved and my beloved is to me. Basically, going ahead and talking about our relationship to God. What's the second Rosh Tevel? A little less known. Megillas Esther. Ish lere'ehu umatanot la'evyonim. One human being to another human being and tzedakah, or matanot la'evyonim. One Rosh Tevel of Elul, according to Jewish tradition, has to do with our relationship with God. And the other one has to do with what? Our relationship with one another. Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. And here is where I want to begin this series, not at the beginning of this book, the Ha'aretz Natan Livnei Adam, Rabbi Amital, my Rebbe's philosophy, but rather, not on page 1, but on page 90, this is 99, 100, 101. Page 101, there is a chapter that's called Derech Eretz, and in parentheses, Mensch Lech Kait. Have you ever heard the term? We said on Sunday that in Europe they used to say that in the morning, La'olam Yehei Adam Yerei Shamayim, so it's to be pronounced as follows. La'olam Yehei Adam, stop, Yerei Shamayim. That a human being, a Jew, has to have two components. He has to be a human being, an Adam, and a Yerei Shamayim, a God-fearing Jew. A God-fearing Jew would be very concerned with the question I started with this morning. Where is it written that you have to say good morning, offer a cup of water, etc.? That's a God-fearing Jew. A God-fearing Jew would be very nervous to make sure that the food on the table is kosher. A God-fearing Jew is going to start thinking about how he's warming up food for Shabbos. But before he's a God-fearing Jew, he's also something else. And that's an Adam. a human being, a mensch in Yiddish. As a matter of fact, in spoken Yiddish, a human being, a man, is called a mensch. Now, we have an ancient tradition. What came first, the Yirei Shamayim or the Adam? The Adam. First you read Sefer Bereishis, and you see what Adam HaRishon did, and Noach, and everything. And eventually you get to the Jewish people, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, their children, Shmolt, the Jewish people as a nation, and everything else. Therefore, what is the common phrase? Common phrases, Derech Eretz, Kadma, LaTorah, which is not just a way of your teachers in school telling you, you should be nicer, you shouldn't have chutzpah. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah means literally, look in the Chumash and see that before there was a Torah, people acted in a certain way. Can anyone give me an example of something that was around before Matan Torah and continues after Matan Torah?
Avram Avinu with the washing their feet.
Hachnas Azorchem, very good. We learned many things from there. The what? It was trials and tribulations before Matan Torah. This is all part of Derech Eretz. The Yalkut Shimoni says on the pasuk homiletically, "Shmora Derech Eretz Chayim." That Zed Derech Eretz Melamed She Derech Eretz Kadmala Eitz Chayim Ve'Ein Eitz El Torah Shneemar Eitz Chayim Hi. Or the famous Mishnah in Maseches Avos that says in the name of Rav Eliezer Ben Azariah, "Im Ein Torah Ein Derech Eretz Im Ein Derech Eretz Ein Torah." So according to that Mishnah, Im Ein Derech Eretz Ein Torah, Im Ein Torah Ein Derech Eretz, what does that tell you? We're in Chodesh Elul and we need both. We need to be the Adam and the Yirei Shamayim. We can't just be the Yirei Shamayim without the Adam. In other words, if your only concern in life is there a halacha that I have to give someone a cup of water when he walks in? If that's your only concern in life, then you're only living the Yirei Shamayim part, not the Adam part. On the other hand, if your only concern is to be an Adam, to be a humanist, then you're also missing a very important component of life. And that is what the Torah obligates you. There's a famous story about the Kotzker Rebbe. I love this story. Where there was 9 people in a shul, and they were waiting for a minyan. You ever been in that situation? So throughout the generations, they dealt with it in different ways. Today we text, we SMS, we call, we do what we can. There's a story in the Gemara of Rav Eliezer that there was 9 people, so he decided to do his contribution to the communal effort of prayer. So he freed his Eved, and they counted him as the 10th man for a minyan. And there's a long Gemara with a lot of Perushim and Rishonim as to how in God's name did he do that. It says explicitly in the Torah that you're not allowed to do that. Lolam b'hem ta'avodu. Well, the Kotzker Rebbe, in between our generation and Rav Eliezer, is waiting for a minyan. There's 9 people in shul. And hop, they see a guy running from the road. The Eliyahu HaNavi we've all been waiting for. The Gabbai runs up to him. And what do you think the Gabbai says? Did you daven yet? Are you ois davening or not? Did you daven or not? Can we count you for the minyan? The Kotzker Rebbe blew a casket. The Kotzker Rebbe got mad. And the Kotzker Rebbe said to his Gabbai, when a Jew runs in from the road, the first question out of your mouth should be, would you like a cup of water? Not, did you daven? Now how many of us have been in that situation and did exactly like the Gabbai did? You're sitting in a Tachana Merkazit, or you're sitting over here and you're in an airport. Shdavnyet? Not hello, good morning, what's your name? By the way, we're trying to make a minyan. Would you like to join us? No, did you daven? Because that's a Jew that has the Yirei Shamayim part without the Adam part. And according to the Mishnah and Avot, and I quote again, Imein Torah en derech eretz, Imein derech eretz ein Torah.
I have a shaila on that. You don't
That's a good shayla on the Hasidic story, halachically. A very good question. You should have 6. You should have 6 is good enough. That's a good question on the story, halachically. But the message of the story is beautiful. The message of the story is beautiful. So what is Derech Eretz then? the Maharal, everyone says basically the same thing. Hanhagat ha'adam ba'ameshehu adam. Or, as the Maharal says earlier than that, is basically Divrei HaMusar of Masechet Avot, and Divrei HaMusar in the Gemara, and listen carefully. Hu ha'hanaga ha'yeshara v'hayafa al ha'briyot. It is the nice, straight, honest, and beautiful way that people act to one another. It's not a halacha. It's the way people act to one another. It's the way of the world in terms of being honest, straight, dignified.
If halacha means the way, why not quantify that halacha?
That's exactly the point I'm making this morning. In other words, a Jew is built up of two components. We're an Adam and a Yirei Shamayim. So of course you could put into a book, Hilchos Hagdamat Shalom Lechol Adam Kehilchata. How do you say hello to people? And you'll put in a section, how do men say hello to women, how do women say hello to men, how do women to women, men to men. You put in a beautiful book, and in my opinion, that book would be defeating the purpose of this whole shir, which is that without the Torah, before the Torah, you have an obligation to be a dignified, straight, wonderful human being. Now I'm going to go a step further in a minute, and you'll see how far this goes. And how, and sometimes when there's a clash, the halacha will apt for being a human being over some sort of a halachic mitzvah. Ad kidei kach. All the way there. Yes?
The word mentioned, which really describes derech eretz, really can't be translated literally into either Hebrew or English. If you translate it into English, it means something else. Humanity, humanism.
Not necessarily. I don't think that's what it means. I don't think that's what it means necessarily. Menschlichkeit is when we Jews, in our intuitive way, know how to say, know how to act. Intuitively. Not because a halacha told us to. Because intuitively, that's the way we believe we should act. Like, we're going up steps in a building, and someone's going down the steps. What do you do? If you need a halacha to tell you what you do, so either you have no brain, or you're just not sensitive to the world you're in. And allow me to quote again from the Maharal. The Maharal sitting in Prague says, "Umisha eino heg bederech eretz ve'eino baal olam eino nichshav mina mitziyut klal." Whatever doesn't have this very basic derech eretz is not part of the world. He's not part of reality. He's living in some sort of a closed bubble. What, you don't know what to do when you get a bill in the mail? Like, you've never heard the word bill before? Give you another example. You've never in your life anywhere thought that you have to take out the trash when it's full? Again, there's no halacha that tells you it. It's an intuitive feeling. But more importantly to me, does anyone have to tell you to say good morning to someone in a Chodesh Tov and not to run in and start talking? We need a halacha to tell us that. So the first point I wanted to make this morning is that not everything is halacha, but rather there is an Adam and there's a Yirei Shamayim, and the Derech Eretz came before the Torah, and these are the intuitive things we do, and if it's written in a book, then we've defeated that purpose. That's the first point I wanted to make. Yeah?
Why does the halacha book tell us which shoe put on first? Things like that seem...
The shoe is a hanagah tova. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. I'm not so sure it's a halacha, as other halachas in Shulchan Aruch. The shoes, though, we'll leave out for now, which shoe you put on first.
That whole section says a lot of things you wouldn't think.
Right. The Shulchan Aruch also says to get up before Alot HaShachar. I don't know anyone here that did that this morning. So from that perspective, not everything in the Shulchan Aruch is halacha. But close the parentheses, we have many cases where a person intuitively felt that even if the halacha dictates one way, he's going to do the other. Can I go to the makolet and buy milk and then say to the makolet man, I'll pay you at the end of the month, put it on my tab?
If he typically does that.
Yes, if he typically does that, why not? What do you do with a credit card? You put your plastic card throughout the month and eventually you pay the bill, right? That's very, very nice. Yet the Gemara in Maseches Yuma that we quoted last year when we spoke about being normal at least 25 times, Daf Pei Vav says, "Hechidami chilul Hashem." What's the desecration of God's name? I'm a Rav. Rav's suggestion. Kegon Ana, look at me. Ishakirma bisra mitavcha. If I go to the butcher and I get meat, you know, meat's important. You need it for Shabbos. You need it for Yontiv. You need it for a wedding. You know, meat. I go and pick up my meat. The lo yahavin dami la altar, and I don't pay right away. There's no halacha that says you have to pay right away. You can pay. The butcher says, pay me at the end of the month, no problem. But Rav, who knew his stature intuitively? Who knew who he was intuitively? If he would act that way, in which this poor butcher would have to run after him to get the money. It's not like today where everything's computerized and they take it out of your bank account directly. But rather, they have to run after these people to get the money. He knew intuitively that's going to be a Chilul Hashem. He's running after the rabbi to get his $100 for the meat. That's an intuitive feeling. That has nothing to do, per se, with what the halacha tells you to do. And Rav Amital here goes on, quotes other sources. Amongst them, a beautiful Rambam that says, Ra'ui shetekabel kol adam, Rambam in the Perush of the Mishnah, K'tanam v'gdolam. What's ra'ui?
It's appropriate.
Appropriate, not halacha, not chiyuv. Appropriate, that a person should greet each person, haben chorin v'ha'evet, whether he's a free person or a slave. At the time of the Rambam, there were still slaves. Kol echad mimin ha'adam, every human being, not just Jew, b'sason u'v'simcha. V'zeh yoter mimasha amar shamay, b'sever panim yafot. Once again, this is not something that I would like to see in a halachic sefer. I'd like people to intuitively, I'm a Jew and a human being, and I say hello to people. And in this generation, with cell phones, in which we can basically disconnect from our reality around us, this beautiful part of the shir is indeed so critical. We've stopped to be human beings. As a matter of fact, I'm about to quote to you a halacha that I don't think is so problematic anymore today. Let's just finish. The halacha of talking during Kriyat Shema, during the week. Shabbos is a different story. I think we eliminated that problem. No one talks in Kriyat Shema anymore during the week. Now what did they do during Kriyat Shema? Their fingers are working. They're holding their tzitzis in one hand, their tefillin's on their heads, and they're holding their cell phone in the other hand. They're in Kriyat Shema.
The cell phone's a sitter.
If they're holding it as a sitter, there's no problem. I'm talking about holding it and pushing buttons. We've lost the normal humanism that we once had because of the technological generation. And indeed, many of the great poskim, great Rishonim and Achronim, have talked about this throughout the generations, and this is one of the things that I think in Kol Deshel we have to do tshuva on. Namely, we're Adam and Yirei Shamayim. Not just a Yirei Shamayim, not just an Adam. Just like the halacha of doing tshuva to God, the Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha that Yom Kippur is not mechaper, does not atone for what? Ben Adam l'chaveiro. So to go ahead and to say, no, I do what the halacha says, I'm a ben Torah, that's very nice, but you're also a human being. Now allow me to illustrate this in a beautiful, beautiful halacha. Talking during Kriyat Shema is a big thing, as you know. It's like a lot of halachas. You have a lot of talk on the blessings before Kriyat Shema, in between the blessings, during Kriyat Shema. Who are you allowed to stop for? If it's a big king that you're scared he's gonna punch your head off if you don't. If it's someone else, there's a lot in Meseches Brachos about it in the second parak. Right?
That applied to the Prime Minister?
Probably, yes. So, everyone listen very carefully. The Rambam Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, Hilchos Kriyat Shema. Haya koreu faga b'achirim pagol b'achirim. A guy's reading Kriyat Shema and someone came up to him. Imaya ben perak leperak, if he's in between paragraphs, there's three paragraphs in Kriyat Shema, posek, he stops, umatchil v'shoel shalom, mimishu chayav ichvado. He can stop and say hello to someone that he's chayav, he's obligated in his chavot. Who you're obligated to mechabet, who you're obligated to honor, kikon shepagab aviv, your father, kabet aviv chamechem echa, or rabbo, or his rebbe, or mishigadom mimeno bechokhmah, great rabbi, umishiv shalom lechol adam shenatan lo shalom. But regardless of that, he can't initiate the hello, But if someone comes up to you during Kriyat Shema and you're in between the paragraphs and says to you, "How are you, Bruce?" Bruce has to say, "Thank God, I'm doing okay." You can answer or nod, whatever it is.
Can I point to the book and say, look,
right? So the Gemara asks, how can you talk in the middle of Kriyat Shema? How can you do that?
Last night I got a text.
How can you talk during Kriyat Shema? No. Im Natan Velo Yechzir, says the Gemara in Meseches Brachos. Im Natan Lo Velo Yechzir, I said hello to you, Bruce, in the middle of your Kriyat Shema, and you didn't say hello back because you're in the middle of your Kabbalas Al Malchus Shamayim, you're accepting the yoke of heaven. The Gemara says, Nikra Gazlan.
Wow.
He's a robber. Why? Because the Gemara beforehand says that if the person is regularly a person that gets a hello from you and all of a sudden doesn't, it's owed to him. Meaning as a human being, it's owed to you to get a hello. When you say hello to someone, you say a good Shabbos, you get a good Shabbos back. Huh?
Is it clear
who the Gazlan was? Im Natan Lo Velo Hichzir, if someone gave to you a hello and you didn't say back, Ikra Gazlan. Alright? So the Halacha says that sometimes the Adam is so important that God's willing to forego the Yirat Shamayim. One second. The Kesef Mishnah, not Rambam, brings a big machlokas. Who's the Kesef Mishnah? Additional money. Allow me to use a joke, not a joke, that I heard many times from Rabbi J.J. Schachter, very fond of, respect greatly. His mother didn't call him Kesef Mishnale! Kimahel! Kesef Mishnale, you want to eat something? Kesef Mishnah was the Rabbi Yosef Karo, the same author of the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef. He brings a machlokas. If you're allowed to stop in the middle of your Kriyat Shema, not to say hello to Bruce, who said hello to me, but rather, for Kaddish. Say Amen for a Kaddish. Kiddusha, to say Kadosh, 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 God is holy. You want to stop in the middle of Kriyat Shema for that? So what would you guys say? I would have thought, hey, if you want to say hello to some Shmendrik comes in, honest with money, not honest with money, makes a living, doesn't make a living, prominent in the community, not prominent, but a guy that I say hello to every day, he comes in the middle of my Kriyat Shema, I'm allowed to say hello back, if I'm between the paragraphs. So of course, for God, I could say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzvakot, right?
Right.
Yet there's a machlokes about that. No machlokes about saying hello to Bruce. Machlokes if you could say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh to God. Right? So many, many said it was okay. Many says it was okay. You know who said it wasn't okay? The Rambam himself. Not in his Mishneh Torah, but in his responsa, that's usually called the Pe'er Ador. The Rambam's asked, can you, in the middle of Kriyat Shema, join the Piyutim on Rosh Hashanah? You know, they're saying one of the important Piyutim on Rosh Hashanah, when Etana Tokef, and you came in late to Shul for whatever reason, you're on Shmirah, you came in late, and you're saying Shema, and you're Bidiyuk after Uvisha Arecha, after the first paragraph, you didn't start Vahayayim Shemoah, and they're saying when Etana Tokef. Miyichye, Miyamut, who's going to live? Can I stop for that? Or other things. A guy said a bracha. Can I answer amen? Right? Answers the Rambam. Listen carefully. Lahav sik b'nehem b'davar mina piyutim hu mishgev v'ta'ut k'mura. It's wrong and an absolute mistake. Not only is it usher, the Rambam chooses his words. Mishgev v'ta'ut k'mura. V'ein panim lahatiro. And there's no way to matir it. Lahav sik b'nehem b'echad ha'brachot. And to stop between the brachos of Kriyat Shema, that's one step under Kriyat Shema, the brachot before, the brachot after. We have two brachot before in the morning, one after at night. We have two before. How many after?
Two.
Chutz La'aretz, sometimes three. Ein leze panim. No way in English. Simple logic. If someone's doing one mitzvah, he doesn't have to do another mitzvah. It's an open Gemara in Masechet Sukkah. So therefore, there's no heter. As you could see here, very interestingly, for a human being who may be offended, you can stop in the middle of your Kriyat Shema and return salutations. But for God, absolutely not. You're in the middle of Kriyat Shema? Finish your Kriyat Shema. So you'll miss in Matana Tokev. So you'll miss in Amen. You'll get in Amen tomorrow. Just logically, I think about it and I say, this is so logical. If you go up to someone goes up to you and says hello, and you don't say hello back, there's no way to fix that. Unless you're like a Rav Moshe Feinstein who's going to look for that person for day and night and say, I'm sorry I didn't say hello to you. I have this chumrah that I don't say hello to anyone during Kriyat Shema, but for my chumrah, you shouldn't be offended, so I ask your mechila. Famous story about Rav Moshe Feinstein, so famous it's even made it into the Art Scroll book about him, which I won't comment on. But it's in that Art Scroll book about Rav Moshe. But gentlemen, there's no way to fix that. If someone's offended, try to fix it. You can't take it back. Words can hurt. Or to be more precise in this case, ignoring people, lack of words can hurt. God, on the other hand, why aren't you answering Amen? Because you're doing another one of my mitzvahs. So, I'm okay with that. You know, a guy is painting my house, and as he's painting my house, he's not cleaning the floor. But he's doing something for me. He's painting the house. I'm going to blame. Why aren't you cleaning the floor also? But this person, how are you going to fix it? How are you going to fix it? You didn't get a kadosh, kadosh, kadosh in the morning. You'll get it by mincha. All right. You didn't get the laning in the morning. You'll get it on Thursday. All right. You're not going to be able to make it up to that person.
The derech eretz both ways. The person greeting initially should have enough sensitivity to realize that this person is busy and not to greet him.
Okay, this is not a halacha shir, but you're absolutely right that in a place, the Mishnah Berurah already speaks about that, in a place where it's already been established that during Kriyat Shema there's no talking, then there shouldn't be a heter for people to walk around and talk. Yeah. So if you're in a shul where everyone knows this, theoretically this shouldn't happen. But I'm saying a guy comes into shul late, and you're in the middle of your Kriyat Shema, or you came in late, he's on time. You know, he's already by Kriya Satorah. He's holding by the Kriya Satorah because he came in on time. You came in late and you're making up davening and you're by Kriya Shema. He doesn't know where you are. You're sitting there going like this. He doesn't know. And he says, good morning. Halacha is very clear.
That's one of,
yes.
In our show,
I have a mindset to hide something that actually happened. One day, when I was walking to it was a nice day, I was wearing a coupon out of that, and I saw someone who was new in town, or I guess it was, or was just moved to people, and he had a long beard, he had a black hat, a beggar shirt, and I said, good Shabbos to him, and he didn't answer. Later that day, it started to rain, and I was wearing my black rain hat, and I saw him again, and I said, good Shabbos. And he came up to me and he said, Kendifu navigates. And I know you from somewhere. As if he needed to have some kind of explanation for my giving him a good Shabbos. Otherwise, you know, he has to know me in order for me to give him a good Shabbos. And this happened and it really bothered me because I found out later it was a pasuk from Borough Park. For those of you who don't know Borough Park, it's a very Hasidic neighborhood in Brooklyn now, and for him, you don't approach someone with a hello or good Shabbos unless you've been formally introduced. You have to know him. Then we just have to figure out how do I have the chutzpah to give him a good Shabbos.
After hearing that story, I'm very happy that we had this year.
Yeah.
Because that shouldn't even be asked. Once again, the point of this year was that Derech Eretz and being a mensch is not only before the Torah, but sometimes overrides the Torah, as we saw with this example of Kriyat Shema. So A, if it's you need it to be written in a book, then Chodesh Elul is here, you better work on the Adam part. If you need it to be in a sefer to say hello, you better work on the Adam part. And I mean now. Because Elul stands for both Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li and Ish L'Re'ehu U'Matanot L'Avyonim. Comment number one. It's Menschlichkeit. You don't need it to be written in a book. Comment number two. Sometimes the Menschlichkeit is so important that it even overrides mitzvot. And we saw the example of Kriyat Shema. Open Mishnahs, open Gemaras. The Rambam's very clear, that you cannot stop for a Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba or a Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh, but for a human being, yes. True, I will say in parentheses, the Magen Avraham, and then the Mishnah Berurah brings him, says on those halachas which are written in the Shulchan Aruch, just the way I presented them to you, says that we are shuls, we should educate people not to talk during Kriyat Shema. It's not the right thing to do, and I agree, we shouldn't talk during Kriyat Shema. But case scenario, what happens? Then your menschlichkeit in this particular case is so important that it overrides even the Yirei Shamayim. So if you remember anything from this first year, we went through a few pages in this book this morning. Just to let you know, if you buy the book, we went from page 101 all the way through page 105. That's how fast we go. You will know that ultimately we have covered a very important aspect of life, and that is Le'olam Yehei Adam, apostrophe. Excuse me. Le'olam Yehei Adam, period. Next sentence, Yirei Shamayim. That's what I want you to remember from this year.